This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, and travel expert.
And I'm Al John, pop culturist, a big fan of Marvel, Disney, Star Wars, and the theme parks. Of course, Disney foodie, joined by the lovely and talented.
I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, seriously doubting your commitment to sparkle motion. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell.
I got it.
Guess what? We're not going to talk about Christmas.
What?
We're not going to talk about Christmas.
This Christmas, I gave you my heart. Come on now.
Oh.
I know it's Kat's favorite song from last week. Don't think I didn't forget. Anyway, we could always do the Bob Geldof, Do They Know It's Christmas? It's Christmas time. Anyway.
Oh no, I'm getting the hiccups.
Uh-oh. Watch out. Anyway, so we have some stuff to talk about that is not Christmas, Kristen.
We do.
Do you want to tease it?
I thought Kat was going to do that.
Oh, Kat.
I can. There's like some stuff about Wish, and then there's some other stuff about the Festival of the Arts. And then there's a big story that Kristen is going to talk about because I wasn't there. Yeah. So even though I wish I had been.
Oh, God, it would have been great.
Uh-huh.
You guys are going to get a kick out of it. But yeah. Let's start with news.
The news.
So even though we just started the Festival of the Holidays, we are already looking forward to the next festival, because it is festival, after all. And 2024 is right around the corner, which means the Epcot International Festival of the Arts, yes, as Al John likes to call it, the farts. And that will be kicking off on January 12th and will end on February 19th. However, we now know what the booths are. Ooh. Okay. So far, this is what Disney has announced. It is the Artist Table, which will be over at the American Adventure Pavilion. Also, Cuisine Classique near Test Track, presented by Chevrolet. That will be new. The Craftsman's Courtyard, which will be near Disney Traders.
But you're not giving them like what they might be cooking up over there.
Okay, I didn't know I needed to do all that.
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Give them the preview.
So the Artist Table is about treating your senses to elevated comfort food. So think hummingbird cake. Okay. Then the Cuisine Classique. This one, as I said, is new. Here they will have crafted classics like Beef Wellington. Oh, okay. I've got to find a way to get down there because that is like one of my favorite dishes ever. And roasted mussels.
Seems like it's a very French classic. Mm-hmm. Should we say French classic cuisine?
The Craftsman's Courtyard will be steak, pork belly sandwiches, things like that from the grill. Mm-hmm. Next is Deco Delights near Port of Entry. Here, this is all about your sweet tooth. So it will be featuring bright pastels of Miami Beach and stuff from the Roaring Twenties.
Art Deco.
Yes. Kat, what are the other places that we know are coming?
Sure. The Deconstructed Dish will be back near Port of Entry. Last year they had a deconstructed BLT and a deconstructed key lime pie, so we'll probably see something similar to that. El Artista Hambriento near the Mexico Pavilion, a fiesta of flavor from carne asada to chilled lobster with chipotle aioli. Those are some things we could see. Figment's Inspiration Station at the Odyssey, art, food, and little sparks of magic. They had a rainbow cake and a sugar cookie artist palette there last year, along with a variety of beers and ciders.
I like the rainbow cake.
Goshiki near the Japan Pavilion, featuring the five colors of Japan cuisine. Highlights included last year sushi donut, daifuku mochi, and sake, of course. Gourmet Landscapes near Canada will feature ingredients that have been farmed and foraged from the land, like mushroom risotto, roasted bone marrow, or other things farm to table. We love that.
I do really like that wild mushroom risotto. That's really good.
Yeah. Aljon, what else do you think?
Over there at L'Art de la Cuisine Française, they've got, of course, the French Pavilion. Over there, discovering French treats, baked goods from savory to sweet, including salmon, served hot or cold in a warm brie bread bowl. Also, they've got French wines and frozen martinis. L'Art de Ménagerie over there at, Menagerie? Over there in Italy. Indulge in the Baroque, if it ain't Baroque. That's right, I was waiting for someone to say that. Prepared in rich color and dramatic flavor. The food studio serves up fried mozzarella, pasta, and more. And this website is killing me because it's shifting all the time. The Painted Panda over there in China has got decorative cuisine that is inspired by Chinese art like General Tso's chicken, shumai, my favorite, or the char siu pork bun. Plus a bubble tea and all kinds of Chinese-inspired cocktails and refreshing beverages. And Pastoral Plate over or Palette at Germany. You can help yourself to hearty rustic dishes that is inspired by the Bavarian folk art, indulging in wine, braised beef, short rib, and black forest cake. Yeah, that sounds good. A couple, we have a lot more. Kristen.
Pop Eats near a Port of Entry. They will have it is pop art of the 20th century, so it'll highlight foods like tomato soup with grilled cheese.
Very Andy Warhol like.
Over at Tangerine Cafe, Flavors Medina, over at the Morocco Pavilion, you will be able to enjoy things like grilled kebabs, stone baked Moroccan bread. They'll also have things like the chai tea mint mimosa. Over at Vibrante and Vivido in Canto Cucino, they have that's going to be between Morocco and France. It's going to be Colombian cuisine, of course, inspired by Encanto. So empanadas with chorizo or
we don't talk about chorizo.
Cheesecake.
We don't talk about chorizo. No. Horrible dad joke. Sorry.
Yeah. Other locations that you will be able to pick up some select special menu items are going to be their refreshment port near Canada. You're going to have the refreshment outpost, funnel cakes. So Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company, you've got all four of those locations, which always have some special drink. And of course, one of Kat's favorites, Swirled Showcase, of course, all about the soft served ice cream.
Woo-hoo.
Love it.
I am looking forward to that. I like Festival of the Arts. I think it's great that they are pairing the unedible art, so paintings and things like that, with the culinary art. I think it's a great combination.
Yeah.
And there's always beauty. The food's always beautiful.
Yeah. The food, the art inspires the food, which is always great to see. Yes.
So Kat, the new movie Wish has come out.
Yes.
And we're going to see Wishful Dining Experiences coming to Disney. What's going on with that?
Well, Wish is now in theaters. It came out the 22nd. And starting, what day is it starting? Well, it's already started. So you could try some Wish-inspired items now. At Amorette's Patisserie, you could try the Wish Salted Caramel Hot Cocoa. Or at Contempo Cafe at the Contemporary Resort, you could try the Ready to Sparkle Cookie.
Yes.
And the So Many Wishes refreshing drink can be found throughout the Walt Disney World Resort. Beginning the 24th of November, which has passed already, you could get the Star Cookie from the Holiday Sweets and Treats Holiday Kitchen after you collect all five cookies from the Cookie Stroll. It looks like the little star from the movie.
Very cute.
Yes, it's so cute. At both Disneyland and Disney World, you can get the Valentino popcorn bucket.
Cute.
Oh.
Yes, or the Star Light Up Sipper.
Very nice.
Limit two per person per transaction. And of course, there's like 1,001 things you can buy that's Wish. But I thought there was one other thing. Isn't there one other thing to eat?
Not food related, but I do think it's cool that for the photo pass that you can get a little, for one of the magic shots, you can get the star. I think very cute.
Very cute.
And then of course, they do have a magic shot at Disneyland Paris and on the Disney Cruise Line ships of Star with Valentino.
Oh, cute.
Cute.
I love it. There's so many things.
Cute.
Wish. Go check it out if you haven't already.
Ooh, I love that little backpack.
Uh-huh.
See Asha.
Yep.
And hear Ariana DeBose's do the thing, as she says.
Very cool. Yeah, a lot of cool merch.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of cool merch. A lot of cool stuff for the kids too.
Definitely.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Sounds good. Oh, is it that time? It's that time.
Yes,
we got
it
a
is.
Disney travel deal. You know, so many people like checking out the holidays. I got two beds at the same time. Fat finger that music bed. Yeah, it's that time of year. People are not only getting ready for the holidays, but they're also planning their next Disney trip. Maybe you, your significant other, your fam, the kiddos, everybody, the extended family, everybody wants to just get ready for their big trip to Disney. And of course, Kristen has got an awesome deal where you and yours could save 50% off. Kristen, tell them about it.
Yes, this is for those of you with kids ages 3 to 9. Right now, if you book a non-discounted 4-night, 4-day package that of course includes your room and your room, your theme park tickets, and the dining plan. If you have children ages 3 to 9, their theme park tickets and dining plan will be half off. That's right, 50% off their tickets and Disney dining plan. Now, this is good for arrival dates. Most nights from March 3rd through March 24th, as well as April 7th through June 30th. So you have a lot of time that this deal takes place. So you definitely, definitely should be taking advantage of this. Again, you have to have a minimum of 4 nights, but you can have a maximum of 14 nights.
You know, this is an incredible deal, y'all.
Yes.
You know, if you've got the fam, great opportunity, especially for those kiddos. And nothing says I'm in like 50% off. What else at Disney's 50% off? Nothing. Right? How can people go ahead and take advantage of this deal? Kristen, is your travel knowledge and bookery. You're a bookery. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm saying. It's just one of those crazy days. How can they take advantage of that deal as well as other deals on every cruise line known to man and the Universal theme parks?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Ay, ay, ay. It's just been a crazy week. It's been
absolutely
crazy.
Isn't that every week, though?
Every week. You know, I mean, you know, a week with a 3- and 4-year-old drives you crazy, but in a good way. Anyway, thank you to everyone here because you get to witness the craziness. And I'll also put in a good word for our Spotify account, because if you check out Dining at Disney on Spotify, you get to check out the video of all of us talking and having fun on this show. Not just audio, but video. See the looks on our faces when we glance back and forth about funny things like the cats breaking into our studio.
Oh, gosh. Yes. That is never good.
No. Anyway.
Okay. Here we go.
We got stuff.
Yes. So, I think this is the first time ever we have talked about something that was not Disney.
Really?
We talked about Universal a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's true. We did. That's right.
Yeah.
We will be talking about Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas. And you're wondering, how in the world does this connect to Disney? However, it does, because they have a restaurant called Wonderland, and it is themed after Disney's Tim Burton's version of Alice in Wonderland. They even have the Mad Hatter.
Loosely based on that.
Yes.
Yes.
But no, but I mean, like, they use the Mad Hatter is addressed as the Mad Hatter from the movie.
Yeah. Is it really licensed by Disney?
What, Tim Burton's version?
Yeah.
That was a Disney movie.
Yeah, I know. But is it licensed? Did the Royal Caribbean actually license that?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't.
We don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
We don't know.
I don't think they did. But anyway.
Okay. In which ways? Okay, so you have a video you want to play, right?
I just did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was the B-roll so people could see the Wonder of the Seas, the largest cruise ship on the planet Earth right now. And it's massive. I mean, the thing, I don't know. It's just, it's larger than life. And it's got, oh, I don't know, man. It says here, the preview copy says, adrenaline chasers can plunge 10 stories down on the tallest slide at sea, the ultimate abyss. Wonder Playscape takes kids' playtime to the next level. For homespun brunch, nothing compares to the Mason Jar Southern Restaurant and Bar. And head to Giovanni's Italian Kitchen and Wine Bar to share Sunday family dinners just like Nona makes. And the View Bar serves up cocktails alongside this picture-perfect panorama that are prime for quality couple time. This fall, the Space Coast becomes your launching pad for out-of-this-world adventures to sun-kissed Eastern and Western Caribbean shores, plus our private island. The perfect day at Coco Cay. Only at Royal Caribbean.
Well done there.
Thank you.
Appreciate and you didn't that. Even get paid to do that.
No. But it's it was great. I mean, this is everything you would want in a cruise ship. And just, if you decide to take excursions off the ship, that's wonderful. But there are so many different activities that you and your family can enjoy, different amenities, restaurants, entertainment, wonderful shows that you can participate in and take in that you'll never have to leave the ship. So this is the first cruise I've been on in many, many years, and I've been on a handful of cruises, but it's in recent times I haven't been able to cruise.
19 year? No. Well, we did a river cruise. That doesn't count. Big ship cruise. It's been 19 years since you went on one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So, no. Yep. 06.
No.
That's not 19 years.
It's been a while.
That's 16.
It's been a while. Kat, have you ever cruised?
Not since I was a very young girl.
Oh, wow.
Many years ago. We went on a Disney cruise when the Disney cruise was still called the Big Red Boat.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago. And we did my senior trip on a cruise ship. I remember none of it. I was seasick the entire 7 days wanted to die.
Oh no.
I get real motion sick real easy.
Oh.
Oh, you can, like, my light is blinding you guys. I didn't realize it was doing that.
Oh,
sorry.
It's fine. You know,
that is why you want to go on one of the big ships, because then those patches work really well for people who are super sick. They can wear those patches and not get sick these really, really giant boats.
I don't even know if that would work for me, because we went on a pretty big boat and I couldn't handle it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
the water of the seas is so massive, and even through some choppy waters that we had there, I could hardly feel it. I was really worried that our children would feel motion sick, but that wasn't the case at all. They're 3 and 4 years old, and albeit that, you know, they ate a little something funny on one of our excursions that ended up getting them sick the last couple of days of our cruise.
Oh, no.
You know, they were crazy, and they really enjoyed running around in the pools and the different amenities that they have specifically for the kids. They have a kids area and supervision, so we could drop them off for a few hours so that we can do adulting and experience some of the bars and some nighttime shows while they were being taken care of. So it was definitely something I would definitely want to do again, and hopefully the kids will not have any type of sick bug.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how big this ship was. Once you got on it, I was like, wow, it's beyond massive.
Yeah
But
yeah, it was like if you had to go to the opposite end of the ship, you're like, oh, really? It's a hike.
Yeah. But you know what? I really enjoyed it. And the people were super friendly. And before we get into the review of Wonderland, one of the restaurant immersive experiences there, I will say that the staff was amazing.
Why you did this?
Yeah.
I hear cats causing trouble.
Okay.
So I will be back.
Okay. Cat, Kristen is going to feed the cats while I talk about it.
Yes. Tell me everything.
But while Kristen does this, let's talk about some of the awesome things on the ship, the Wonder of the Seas. That ship, we sailed out of Port Canaveral, which is awesome. And this ship is, as I said, just extremely massive. I want to say that it's the biggest ship in the fleet. It's Oasis class. It doesn't mean anything to everybody other than the fact that it's freaking huge. There's several thousand people that could be on this ship. And while I say that, I never once felt like I was, you know, crowded at all.
Good.
Yeah. The ship was at capacity, and I never felt crowded. I felt like there was a lot of space. Children oftentimes would, you know, be taken care of or be in their own areas. I never felt like I was being run into or bothered by anyone at any age. The adults were completely fine, but like I said, the staff was absolutely amazing. There is just a lot of different food on there. Upscale cuisine, down with it. Casual dining, you're down with it. It's great. And we got the dining package where we could experience all of the you know, high-end restaurants where we didn't have to pay out of pocket.
Oh, good.
So, and the kids were able to eat with us on several of those places too, and they enjoyed themselves, especially the desserts. They love,
of course,
desserts,
of course. Right?
On the ship, they even have not only an amazing sports bar if you're down with sports. It was literally wall-to-wall high-definition TVs, ample seating. But they also have a karaoke bar that we found ourselves singing in.
Love that.
Which was great. They also have a comedy bar, different venues to see live music. There was a great R&B band. They have a Latinx kind of experience where they have all the great food there inspired by Latinx cultures, as well as some Afro-Cuban music that was there and salsa, which was great. So they have live performances there. If jazz is your thing, they have jazz musicians there, singer-songwriters, country and Western duos, acoustic guitar players. I mean, entertainment, tons of entertainment options, and just really wonderful musicians and stage experiences as well. So just, I can't tell you how great it was just overall, but it's just fun for the whole family, which is awesome. Some of the restaurants there, as Kristen, you know, we were talking about this, the Mason Jar features a lot of kind of down-home Southern cooking, very similar to R. Smith's Homecoming. Chop's Grill is a high-end kind of steak restaurant, as you would expect. Izumi is, you know, Asian influenced. Hooked is a high end kind of seafood restaurant experience, which is awesome. My website is locked up, so it's crazy. But it's just, you know, one of tons of different restaurants there. I'm trying to do this off the cuff because the website's locked up on me. But anyway, you know, it's just really, really great. So I would say that the food and such that we had was definitely really good, but I think the Wonderland menu stands out overall because not only of the menu is unique, but it's also the experience. And as you enter Wonderland, it is like going into Tim Burton's film Wonderland. I'm going to show you some pictures as soon as Kristen gets back. It's just inopportune timing, but you know, you're greeted by Alice, who is the head wait there, and she gets you going. Oh. And she's dressed up like Alice. And then, of course, we also are greeted by the Mad Hatter, who takes us down to our table. And just like Tim Burton's, you know, Mad Hatter tells us a little narrative of the story of how he became trapped in Wonderland. And it's really cool. All the rest of the servers are dressed up, you know, kind of in that theme of Wonderland. Yeah. And they bring out these different menus and things like that. And the menu is a magical menu, Kat, where you sit, there she is, where you sit down and you are presented with a framed menu, and the menu is blank. You have to take water on your paintbrush and then paint over this kind of rice paper, and all of a sudden your menu magically appears in front of you.
That's cute.
It's just a really nice presentation.
Wow.
Menu is then explained to you that you can choose between the various elements: sun, ice, fire, earth, and sea. Kristen?
Okay, so are you going to explain what the definition, like what kind of dishes they can see, or do you want me to go into that?
Yeah, go ahead now.
Okay, so
I was vamping while you were out feeding.
So
the
sun dishes are radiant vegetables, playfully reinvented. Ice is chilled to exhilarate the palate. Fire is emanating wonderful warmth. Earth dishes grounded in whimsy. And sea is oceanic inspiration from the tide of the imagination.
Mm.
So all of these dishes that are inspired by that theme of sun, ice, fire, earth, and sea are so unique and presented in such a unique way, but they come out, it's like a 5-course meal.
You know? Well, you could choose a selection, mm-hmm. like, oh, I want sun or I want ice, do it that way. Or you can do what we did and our server gave us the option that she could bring us like the best of the menu. And so we were like, okay. So she actually brought us way more food than we would have had we gone, okay, I want to do the sun menu.
Yeah, like a prefix cool. menu. She basically cracked it open and gave us a taste of everything, which was amazing for our adult night out.
The only thing we had to do was actually select the entree that we wanted. But she, like, as far as like all of the appetizers, she brought us a whole bunch of them.
Wow.
And two desserts.
That's awesome.
She totally was into the theming and literally guided us through the entire menu. And every time she would, and we took her recommendations. I think that's one of the unlocks that you have when you're on a cruise like this, mm-hmm. asking the server what their recommendation is and why. And they'll tell you why. They'll tell you why they enjoy it, why other people like it, mm-hmm. how it's prepared. And in this case, the theming and the story behind all of it. And, this menu is very much, if our listeners have seen, you know, Iron Chef and how they use a lot of modern cooking techniques and deconstructed methods, creative plating, all that comes into play in this restaurant in such a high level. And the chef and the sous chef are just an amazing duo that we met even after the end of our experience. And they were really excited that we totally gave it high marks in our book and gave them a lot of high praise. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you want to go ahead and delve in?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to start with the pictures?
Sure.
Or at least some of the pictures, or do you want to do the pictures as I talk about them?
Do your pictures as you talk about it. I'm going to reduce this here so we can show off. Go ahead.
So we can fit everything
in one thing. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so from the sun, she had brought us, she actually brought us two things at the same time. And from the sun, it was the tomato water, which is pepper spearification and bread foam. And with that, it was paired with the, it's actually from the ice portion, the crispy crab cones. And it has cilantro, avocado mousse, in Oiba leaf.
Is this what this is, hun?
No.
Oh.
It's the one that has the water, the tomato water.
Okay, sorry.
Do you need me to find it?
Nope, I got it.
Okay.
Go ahead, keep talking.
So the tomato water, I remember looking at this menu going, I don't know, I'm on the fence about it. Because mm-hmm. I had seen some videos. Some people were like all about it. Some people were like, this is just too weird for me. But the tomato water was one of the things when I saw it, because it's clear like water, that I was thinking, I don't know, having something tomato that's not red mm-hmm. seems a little like odd, you know, like, I don't know, maybe it's just too much for me.
Yeah.
But of course we had it and it was amazing. It was like taking the essence of a tomato and just having it in liquid form, but clear liquid form, you know, not having that
red juice effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you can see here, it's served in a test tube.
Wow.
Super cool.
It was good. I actually really enjoyed it. I was glad she brought it to us. The crispy crab cones were definitely interesting. I liked the crunch with the creaminess of the avocado.
Nice.
What did you think?
No, I agree with everything you said. I mean, it's light, it's fresh, it's literally that the great appetizer for what we were getting ready to experience. Very cool.
From Fire, one of the coolest things I think we had on the menu, and I didn't even realize there was blue cheese on it. I'm lucky. It must have been so little that it did not bother me. The Bird's Nest. And what they did is it is a twist on your deviled eggs. So this is actually brought to you under a dome with smoke in it. And it is like a deviled egg, but it has blue cheese and hot sauce mixed in with it, which I was not aware of. Very good. Of course, you each get half of an egg, and it's served on a like phyllo dough. So it looks like an egg's nest.
That's so cool.
Bird's nest. Yeah, it was really good. I could have even eaten all of the nest.
I did.
You did not eat all of the nest.
Not all of it. Just joking.
We each had some of it. We did not eat all of it. It was good. I really enjoyed it. It was one of the highlights of the appetizers we had. Mm-hmm. We also had the liquid lobster, which is under the sea, which has bone marrow and caviar.
Oh,
no, it's the one on the spoon.
Okay, I don't know. Oh, this.
Yes.
Okay.
So we got just a little taste of this one.
Yep, there it is right there.
That's so cool.
It's
yeah,
really
you got
rich.
Like a piece of lobster in it.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
A moose bouche.
The caviar on top was very nice. Nice.
It was nice.
Very, very, very nice dish. We also got to try from Under Sun. It was the reconstructed caprese with liquid olive, ricotta powder, in basil. And it was like a basil. It's that one.
Yeah, this is where the video from Spotify comes in handy to see the video podcast, because you get to see all these wonderful pictures.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you've got the ricotta. They also took a tomato.
Ooh, that's fun.
And served it in a way that like it was peeled away. The reconstructed tomato was one of the most interesting things I've ever had. It was such an unusual texture, and it looks like it would be like jelly, but it's not. It's more like
a tomato concentrate, almost
as if you took it, you froze it,
yes,
and then you brought it out like to like refrigerator temperature, more like that. Of the way it like came apart was very interesting.
Yep.
And then what was the last one we had?
There they are.
The one on, we had the shrimp. I forgot about that one.
Talk about it.
Mad Hatter's purple potted shrimp. It was, what was that wrapped in? Was it a new? No, I didn't think it was. Maybe I'm wrong.
What does it
looks good, whatever it is.
That doesn't seem right to me. Scotch, it says crispy crumb and a scotch bonnet. So that must have been the creamy dip for the shrimp. Mm. It was delicious. I like the contrast of the texture of the shrimp with the crunch that kind of, because it broke away. It wasn't like crunch when you have like fried shrimp. It was a different crunch with it. I really like that. And then we also had, scroll down, that.
Hey, go ahead.
Is the
It's in their eyes.
Yes, it is the Citrus Seas spicy tuna with a floral yuzu granada. Mm. And that was amazing. Oh my gosh. Because the granada is what sits on top of the spicy tuna. It's actually underneath it, served in, is a lime, right?
Yes.
That it was served, like a hollowed out lime. Stern Thing has cool. A very unique presentation, like visual presentation, in addition to what you're eating and the flavor.
It is interesting. Wow.
Is that very Iron Chef like? Okay, Chris.
Let's move okay, on. So now let's talk about the cocktails before we get to the entree.
Okay.
Okay. So for the, do you want to play the video?
Sure.
Okay.
Here it is. So
this drink is called Smoke Rings, and it's Four Roses single barrel bourbon, sweet vermouth, maple syrup, Angostura bitters, cold smoked and served tableside, as you can see. It was amazing. We had a couple of those.
Yeah, it's my favorite drink.
Also, for drinks, I had Down the Rabbit Hole. That's that one. Yep, that one's Down the Rabbit Hole. This is Belvedere Pink Grapefruit Vodka, Saint Germain. Ooh. Fresh lemon juice, simple syrup, and a splash of sparkling wine. You have your choice of the red pill to make you big or the blue pill to make you small. So if you know me, I'm already small. So you can imagine I picked the red pill. Al John, you had the white rabbit Rita. It is Patron tequila, Cointreau, blue curacao, fresh lime juice, simple syrup, and salt foam.
Yeah. I mean, it's a perfect margarita. It wasn't too terribly sweet. You would think anything with blue curacao is going to be very sugary, and it really wasn't. So, yay to top shelf margaritas.
Now,
we
did try, or I did try, on a prior night, we had gone to the bar there and stopped and had a drink. So I had the one drink we don't have pictured. These are all four of the specialty drinks they have. It is called the Cheshire Cat Cosmo. It's Grey Goose vodka, fresh lime juice, Patron tequila, citronone, cranberry juice, and raspberry cotton candy. And they put the cotton candy on top and it just dissolves in, and it's beautiful and it was delicious, but I don't have a picture of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I wanted to show the pictures. I thought maybe I stopped sharing the pictures of our drinks, but there you see the margarita, the blue curacao, and of course, Kristen's red pill. So red drink, cool stuff.
Okay, so on to the entrees. We each chose one. Aljon, I'll let you talk about yours.
Okay, why don't you just cue it up here?
Okay, so you had the rib eye licious short rib, and it had a Bordelaise sauce with it. That's that. Yep.
Well, yes, it was once again everything that you love about ribs. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, you can see how deconstructed the different sides are. For that with the Bordelaise sauce, but the rib is wonderfully tender. And I will say that all of this deconstructed stuff, like the bread and the vegetables that were just deconstructed into this puree that surrounds the plate with just little dips there. I mean, you had to like, you know, basically take a little bite and then I would put a little bit of the accompaniment on it, whether it was the tomato or sweet potato or some of the potato mash, I guess, that went along with it. It was just wonderful. I mean, what else can I say? I really wanted more, but at the end of the day, I knew that I was going to have my fill by the time all of the courses came out and the drinks and everything. So it was just perfect amount of, but, you know, the portion size was literally the size of my fist, and I've got a meaty fist. So there you have it there in the picture. All right, Kristen.
And I decided that I was going to do something a little bit different, something I had not tried before, and that was Branzino. And this one is a Branzino in crispy bread, and it has a tamarind spice emulsion that they pour around the plate. So it's your choice. So you have a bed of rice, and then on top of it sits the Branzino with the crispy bread side facing up.
It's so different.
It was so delicious. I mean, I couldn't finish it.
Oh, I finished
it. You did finish it. I wish I could have finished it because it was so good. The fish was very light. The bread was a nice, thin, crispy bread on top. So it had added a little bit of crunch to it. And then the sauce just kind of like kicked it up a notch.
Very savory. I really enjoyed the Branzino, and I like Branzino. And I know, Kat, you like Branzino.
I love Branzino.
I mean, that's kind of like, you know, the family staple, I would think, at the Arcori residence. But
yes, definitely.
I will definitely be ordering Branzino more now when I see it on a menu because I enjoyed this dish so much. It was one of my favorite things that I had to eat.
So good.
On the ship.
So savory, so full of flavor. The bed of rice added that whole other characteristic, but man, the bread, that was, I mean, it was just so unique. When they were bringing it out, I was like, this is not Branzino like I thought. But of course, that's what they do at Wonderland. They subvert your expectations. You know, everything's very modern and deconstructed in a way that is pleasing and also whimsical.
Yeah.
As you would expect. Kristen, what else did we have
here? We had the desserts.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Now let me.
Unfortunately, you didn't send me the picture of the desserts.
Oh, you had the pictures of the desserts on your phone.
Oh, I did? Well, yep. I'm glad you mentioned that because.
Remember, I was maxed out at the time.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and talk about the desserts while I put this up for
everyone. Hold on. I'm trying to pull up what the names of the.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So we ended up,
I clearly can't talk.
Yeah. So we ended up having a couple different desserts. One of them was a chocolate dome that they poured hot caramel over that would melt and reveal a nice gooey center, which was caramel ice cream.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. And I'm sorry I don't have this on the big screen to show everybody, so I'm going to show everybody on the small screen what that was all about. But you can see the presentation here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Take it and totally melt the gooey chocolate dome to reveal the caramel ice cream underneath with the caramel sauce, which was amazing.
Yes, it is a molten chocolate cake. Mm-hmm.
And then also here is they call it the apple. Hold on a second.
Why can't I find it?
I'm looking here. Sorry, we're not prepared.
This was the one thing I was not.
I forgot to mention the fact that I had the picture, but here's the apple. And this particular apple is, you'd think is an apple, but it's not, of course. It's served on a graham cracker bed with blackberry and cream. And of course, it isn't what you would think it is. It's actually, I believe it's a cheesecake inside. Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. You cut it open, it's a cheesecake. And I thought I had video of it as well, but unfortunately I do not. But
it's okay.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool indeed.
I can't believe I didn't take a picture of that menu. Yep. Oh, well.
But you have a little bit of video. I think we can post these pictures at the Dining at Disney Facebook page probably mention the different dishes we had there on Wonder of the Seas in Wonderland.
Yeah, I will say the dessert where the chocolate dome melts was my favorite. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked everything about it. But obviously, for me, the main course that I had, the rib tea, licious short rib with bordelaise sauce, is just amazing. And the branzino, because I was lucky enough to have...
It says rib eye licious.
Oh, rib eye licious? I thought it was rib tea licious. Oh, it's rib eye. Of course, it's rib eye. I'm sorry, that's quotes. I can't read from all the way over here. My readers are... I have trifocals, y'all. I have a hard time reading from this far away.
See what happens when you get old.
Yeah.
Going great.
Yeah, it's great. But definitely, if you happen to be taking a cruise on the largest ship class on the Wonder of the Seas on Royal Caribbean, you will not be let down if you decide to. Especially those listening to this podcast, because you're Disney fans and you love the immersive experience. You'll love the storytelling. Our server was absolutely amazing. It's amazing taking us through the menu, as I said, the magic menu, and telling us about how all of these flavors kind of get put together in these themes of fire, ice, water, earth. Just so good.
I have her name and I can't recall it at this moment. But she was from the Ukraine and she was awesome.
She's amazing. So, yes, we'll post these pictures up, but I hope everybody enjoyed our quick review of it. And the Mad Hatter is as mad as he can be. He was also very, very playful, very sweet, took the time to visit everyone's table, give them a little bit of a story, a little bit of a nice gesture moving forward. And then, of course, the manager and the chefs all came around.
I will say, if you are looking to take a Royal Caribbean cruise, the deal they've had going on, the amount varies of how much dollar off you get, but they have been doing 30% off every cruise as part of that, as well as kids sail free. So it's like some really, really like multi-stack deals is what they have.
Which is amazing because great. We're able to take our kids and they sail for free. It was great.
Very cool. Yeah.
So good. That's where the savings are. Of course, as Kristen is a cruise traveler. She cruises a lot more than me. Cruises the world as well as goes to Disney and Universal. She'll definitely be able to hook you up with a travel deal when you email her. Where can people email you, Kristen?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Wow. Amazing. Wraps up our show, Kristen.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell.
All right.
You are the reason we do the show. So please support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews. It does mean more than you know. It helps our show so much. And speaking of support, if you do really enjoy what we do, consider becoming a supporter on Spotify, like our loyal listener, Lindsay. You also can shop our links at Amazon, Disney Store, and Kingdom Strollers, as well as Garden Grocer. And you can find them on DonnieAtDisney.com or in the show notes below. Right. Yes. Al John.
All right.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what's up. Yeah. You can find me on Instagram at AlJohnGo. You can also check out the podcast with me and host with the most, Dave Bossert, for the Skull Rock Podcast, where we talk about books and pop culture, especially Disney films and Disney filmmakers. We recently had John Pomeroy, who did a lot of really cool stuff during the Disney Renaissance. And he's got his brand new Pomeroy Art Academy. We'll also be talking to more filmmakers about Who Framed Roger Rabbit and The Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast. Don Holland's coming back on the show to talk more because Don just loves coming on our show. I don't know why, but Don's amazing. So we're going to talk more about that and Pocahontas and so many other things in the weeks to come for the holidays. It's going to be amazing. So check that out. Skull Rock Podcast with me and Dave Bossert. You can also find Kat on her Instagram because she is active at CAT_ASTROPHE on Instagram. And you can also check out her podcast, The Vault is Open. You may enter Eat the Pictures podcast everywhere you find podcasts. Talking about food, fun, and film. It's everywhere you find podcasts. Kat?
You can find Dining at Disney at all of your favorite social media sites and, of course, at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, please join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, in the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. You can listen to Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com or on their beautiful app. It's Christmas time. Check out all of their Christmas offerings, holiday offerings. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Now jam that Lenny Kravitz TK421. You ever heard that? The new Lenny Kravitz?
No.
It's dope.
I don't think so.
Check it out. It's also the Dining at Music podcast.
Dining at Music.
Dining.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's Lenny Kravitz, yo.